Here's a what if that may be a snapshot of where the world is headed right now. I'm rushing to catch a flight, and I'll use the automatic check-in machine here.
Hello. How may I help you?
Okay, there's my flight.
How many bags do you have?
Just one. Okay.
Thank you. Press 1 if correct.
Frequent flyer number. Okay, key that in. Now seat selection, window, and let's get on the upgrade list, okay?
You are not eligible for an upgrade.
That's ridiculous. It's not even close to full.
You are not eligible for an upgrade.
That's nuts.
Your customer rating is insufficient for a window seat.
Customer rating? What is that?
It is a very low number. Mr. Hockenberry, would you like to see it?
No, forget it. Customer rating? Are you rating me right now?
Subtracting customer rating. Subtracting customer rating. Subtracting customer rating. Subtracting customer rating.
Subtracting customer rating.
Subtracting customer rating.
So, of course, we had to put this to Manoush Zomorodi, host of New Tech City.
Oh,
is
God.
This customer rating world where we are headed on planet Earth right now?
The answer is absolutely yes. And I want to tell you a story, okay? So a couple months back, I was thinking about customer ratings because of what happened to me when I took an Uber ride. Uber is this app-based
service.
It's a service that matches you with available drivers who are licensed in your area.
And the drivers get to rate you as a passenger.
I didn't know that until the guy said to me, you know what? I almost didn't pick you up because your rating is so low. And I was like, what? Wait, first of all, I have a rating. Second of all, it's low. What the heck? And what was weird, John, is that was my first day using the app. So I could pinpoint. I had taken 3 rides that day. So it had to be one of the 2 earlier rides that somebody just didn't like me, basically. You know, the first one, I told the guy I wanted to go to Clinton Avenue, not Clinton Street, as he kept insisting. And then the second one, when I didn't want to talk, I was like, oh, I'm going to wear my headphones. He was like, well, don't give me a bad rating just because you don't feel like talking. I did decide to take another ride and grill another driver as to what these ratings actually mean. So my driver this time was Ganir Salami.
Let's say you get inside my car. You late already. You know you're supposed to be at your job at 10 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
And you get inside my car 5 minutes to 10. And you know it's not possible to get there in 5 minutes. And you get inside a car and you have a attitude like, oh, it's too much traffic. Oh, you're supposed to go this way. You're supposed to go this way. Definitely have to give you bad start.
Bad star.
Bad star or no star.
That's scary.
So it's this interesting new relationship between consumers and businesses. It's, you know, we're calling it the reputation economy, and the street goes both ways.
Why would businesses want to do this? I can see why limo drivers might want to do this, but why do businesses want to do this?
Well, you know, in the reputation economy, we're talking about sharing, right? So Uber, who declined an interview, but they did point us to a recent blog post that they happened to put up just after we told them we were doing this story, which basically said, in this new world, our drivers deserve not to have aggressive, violent, or another word that they used to
describe.
People
like you, basically. Yeah.
I guess so. But, you know, I didn't use physical force, and I certainly didn't vomit in the back seat. Maybe I didn't feel like chatting. But what worries me is that there's this new world where are you chipper? Are you happy? Are you so polite? Great. Then you get 5 stars. Oh, wait, you're having a bad day, or you're a little bit grouchy, or you don't feel like talking? Okay, 1 star. But having said that, I spoke to a University of Denver law professor, Nancy Leong, who says it could even get more sinister than that.
All of these rating systems, while they certainly do have advantages, they also have ways in which people can manifest prejudices against various groups, whether they're doing so on purpose or without knowing it.
So this reputation economy becomes a kind of prejudice database.
Potentially. But how do you know if you don't get to see the data? Because nobody, you know, that lovely woman, the robot who you spoke to, offered to show you your rating, right? But that's not what's happening here. Mm. We don't know what those ratings are. The only rating that we really do know about is our credit score, right? We've been able to know about that since about 1970 because of the Fair Credit Reporting Act. But now there are some people who are saying, there's all kinds of consumer ratings that are being compiled by all of the information that we're pumping out from our phones, from our computers, soon from our homes, and we don't even know what they are. I spoke to a data privacy consultant. His name is Bob Gelman, and he sort of explained what could be scary about that.
I think that everybody's scoring everybody all the time on all kinds of characteristics. Do we all have to live
according to a certain model in order to be treated properly in this economy? Is that the future that we face?
To say nothing of the fact that, you know, one really bad rating can have a huge impact. And that's what businesses report about their ratings.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And the White House is finally sort of waking up to this potential future. It had a big data report that was out last week that specifically calls for new privacy laws to combat potentially discrimination by data. And there's a new term that's coming out for this, which is digital redlining. Redlining, which is that term from the 60s.
Exactly. From real estate,
And banks, where they would literally write red lines around neighborhoods, usually with black and poor people living in them, to say, stay away from these people.
No mortgages there. No references and referrals there.
Exactly.
That's what redlining is all about. I guess this is unavoidable. There's nothing short of legislation that you can do other than just be polite.
Which annoys me. So that's why I do think I'm not usually for tons of legislation, but I have to say this is something that it needs to be transparent. It's extremely important that it's transparent.
Now, what if your story was you got a great rating on Uber and they sent a Cadillac to pick you up? Would you be doing the same story here on The Takeaway?
I don't think that I should be rated for my mood. I wanted to get from point A to point B, and I was paying for that. End of story.
We get to give Minutia a star for this segment? Bump up her rating, maybe?
Come on, 5 stars. Give it to me, John.
How many stars does she have? Oh, that's a secret. Sorry. Manu Zamarodi, host of New Tech City.
Thanks, John.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.